Okay, Melissa speaking.
Hi, Melissa. My name is Paula Zucker. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm calling because I'm interested in changing my daughter's at-home care agency. And your name was recommended to me. And that's why I'm calling. I'm wondering, yes. So I'm wondering if you're accepting new clients, and if so, are you able to staff in our area and take the waiver program that my daughter is on? She has 133 hours on the waiver with Keystone First.
Mm-hmm. So, how are those hours, like what is the schedule you usually have for those hours?
Okay, so it's Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. And then it's 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. the following morning. That's the overnight.
Okay.
Sunday is very similar. It's the only difference is that it's 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then there's an hour gap, and it starts again at 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. for that overnight on Sunday.
Okay.
Monday to Friday is 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then the overnights are 9 p.m. until 6 a.m.
Perfect. And I do see here that Jacqueline is bedbound. Does she use a Hoyer lift or anything?
No.
Okay.
She does not.
And does she have a wheelchair?
She has a wheelchair, but lately she's been in so much distress that she hasn't been doing any transfers.
Okay.
So she is basically bedbound.
Okay. Okay, does she need assistance with eating, assuming bathing? She needs assistance with bathing.
Yes, which she's in so much pain that really she hasn't been even getting bed baths lately.
Okay, oh no.
Yeah, it's really horrible. She was the pedestrian victim of getting hit by a car 4.5 years ago. And she lost one leg at the accident scene, below her knee. It was her left leg. She has a cervical spine fusion from C1 to C5. She has rods in her shoulders, rods in her pelvis. She has plates in her ribs. She has a plate in her elbow and screws. And she miraculously had no traumatic brain injury.
Thank God.
So, well, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been horrible. And she was beautiful, and she still is. She was an athlete. She was in her bachelor's degree is actually in social services.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's
I'm sure you have heard some horror stories, but we've had very few good people come into the house to help her.
No, we're going to try. Yeah. I'm going to definitely have our team work on it to make sure we have good aid to have her, to staff it for her. So that we can hopefully start as soon as possible. No, of course, and we'll definitely keep you posted to that you so you're aware of what's going on.
Okay, thank you. And where are you located?
So our main office is in Philadelphia, but we cover a lot of the counties, including.
Great. Okay, that's great. So yeah, Stella was telling me you're on. I forget what street she said.
Winding Drive.
That's right. Winding Drive. That's what she said. Okay. Where is that, by the way? I'm from Philly, and I just never heard of that.
See, so I'm not even in that office. I will tell you, though. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
It's by 76 Lincoln Highway.
Oh.
And
it's near 76 Lincoln Highway.
Yeah, Route 1.
No, it's on Route 1. That's fine. I grew up on Route 1 as a kid. Actually, it was Roosevelt Boulevard. I don't know where Winding Drive is. That's crazy.
It must be
a side street or something. I'm just curious. Not for any other reason. Yeah, and I taught in Philly for like 35 years, and I was a supervisor. I never came across that street.
It's one of those little ones hidden somewhere. No.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody.
Sorry, okay. I was just.
No, that's
curious.
Okay. Don't worry. No, all good.
Okay.
All right.
So
we'll
definitely
keep you posted.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Here. Of course. No problem. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.